بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل موته بثلاثة أيام يقول: لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله عز وجل، رواه مسلم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: قال الله تعالى: يا ابن آدم، إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. يا ابن آدم، لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي. يا ابن آدم، إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة، رواه الترمذي. وقال: حديث حسن. Just to complete the hadith which we began the discussion yesterday, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying 3 days prior to his demise that let not one of you die except that he has good hopes and good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, this is supported by the verse of the Quran, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, that do not die except in a condition that you have, that you are on Iman, on Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that a person will be resurrected on the same condition in which he finds himself when he is leaving this world. It's mentioned an incident that Imam Shafi rahimahullah, great Imam, great Muhaddith, one of the founders of the 4 madhahib that have gained acceptance throughout the ages. He said when Imam Shafi rahimahullah was on his deathbed, he was approached and the question was put to him in this condition that how do you find yourself, in what condition do you find yourself? As we mentioned that al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja, Iman is a state between fear of the azab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand and hope in the clemency and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other hand. And generally, ulama of the opinion that when the time to leave this world comes near, then raja should become ghalib. Hope in Allah ta'ala's mercy should become the stronger influence. We see this balance, obviously with a leaning towards hope, in the words of Imam Shafi rahimahullah, wherein he says, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا rahila, I find myself in a condition that now I am, have begun my journey from this world, وَلِإِخْوَانِي مُفَارِقًا, and I am going to be separated from my brothers in this world, وَلِسُوءِ عَمَلِي مُلَاقِيًا, I will have to face, countenance my evil actions. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدًا, and I will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِكَأْسِ الْمَنِيَّةِ الشَّارِبًا, and I find myself in a condition that I am about to drink from the cup of death. مَا أَدْرِي رُوحِي تَصِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَأُهَنِّيهَا أَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُعَزِّيهَا, I don't know whether my soul, the eventual abode will be Jannah, and if that is the case, then I may congratulate it. Or the eventual abode will be Jahannam, and if that is the case, I will have to commiserate with my soul over the great loss that has occurred. So this he says by way of introduction. So we see this balance, khawf and raja, fear over the evil deeds that we have done, and raja and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Imam Shafi rahimahullah recited a few couplets. It's a lengthy poem, but just a few of the couplets that he recited. وَلَمَّا قَسَى قَلْبِي وَذَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي جَعَلْتُ رَجَائِي دُونَ عَفْوِكَ سُلَّمًا. He says that when my chest became tight, when the sakarat and palpitations of mort became imminent, then I made my hope, my raja, over your forgiveness, a ladder by which I will climb towards you. He is addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'adhamni dhambi falamma qarantuhu bi'afwika rabbi kana afwuka a'dhuma. He says that the weight and the girth and size of my sins overwhelms me. However, when I compare it with your forgiveness, my Rabb, then I find that your forgiveness is even greater than my sins. فَمَا زِلْتَ ذَعَفْوِكَ فَمَا ذِلْتَ ذَعَفْوٍ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ لَمْ تَزَلْتَ جُودُ وَتَعْفُ مِنَّةً وَتَكَرُّمًا. That, O my Rabb, you have always been a source of mercy and forgiveness from sins. Such is your generosity that your forgiveness you exhibited all the time as a means of kindness and compassion from you. So we find that on the one hand, the fear of having to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other hand, we find that the overriding emotion is that of raja and hope in the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Shafi'i, in fact, he gives his sins a physical form, that so overwhelmed, so fearing, so worried about his sins. And then each time he says that Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's forgiveness is greater than my sins. The next hadith, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator. This hadith is also what we call ahadith qudsiyah. The ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, يقول, يقال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا ابن آدم, O Ibn Adam, O son of man, O insan, as long as you continue supplicating to me, as long as you continue making dua to me, and having hope upon my mercy, I will forgive your sins, and I will not mind how great your sins are. O son of man, if your sins have to be equivalent to the size of the earth, Ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if your sins have to reach the height of the heavens, عنان السماء, one translation is to reach the highest point. If your sins have to reach the height of the skies or the heavens, and then you turn in repentance to me, غفرت لك ولا أبالي, Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive your sins and I will not mind. Ibn Adam, O son of man, even if you were to meet me or come before me on the day of judgment with the equivalent to the size of the earth with sins, and then you had to meet me with just one condition. What is that condition? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءَ. Allah Ta'ala does not forgive that you ascribe partners with him, that you make shirk with him. Besides this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whomsoever he wants. So Allah says that if you have to meet me on the day of judgment with so many sins that it fills the entire earth, but you had not ascribed partners to me, la ataytuha biqurabiha maghfira. Allah Ta'ala says, I will meet you with the equivalent amount of maghfirat and mercy and forgiveness from my side. So this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at the extent of the mercy, forgiveness, compassion that is found in this hadith, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to his slave, that as long as you will make dua, as long as you will continue asking from me, as long as you have raja, as long as you hope in my mercy, I will continue forgiving you. So don't ever lose hope in my mercy. Don't ever stop making dua and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then two analogies are given. One is where Allah Ta'ala says, if your sins have to reach the height of the heavens, and this is not possible, If you look at it scientifically, the sun is 93 million miles away from the earth. The heavens are above the sun. Leave one person, the entire world population, if all of them from the time they are born till the time they die, everyone has to sin. All their sins put together will not reach the heavens. Yet in this hadith, Allah Ta'ala is addressing one person. Innaka, if you, one person has to sin so much that his sins reach the heavens. And then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. If it is your own mother and father, whose love we cannot, in fact, the love which a parent shows for his children is the greatest. Yet you upset your mother, you upset your parents, one time they'll forgive you. Upset the second time, they'll forgive you. Third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, seventh time. Eventually the parents become frustrated. How often we hear that a parent has broken off ties with his own blood and flesh and blood, with his own children, or with her own children. Where mother refused to talk to her child. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's zat, Allah is free of athar. Allah does not take effect like how human beings take effect. Allah is above all that. So no matter how much you sin, and how many times you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, as long as there is sincerity there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, come to me with the whole earth full of sins, I will forgive you. Come to me with sins right up till the heavens, I will forgive you. Both these things, as I mentioned, both these examples, reaching up to the heavens, or qurabul ard, or fill the entire earth with sins, this is not possible. Forget the whole world population, forget one person, the whole world population cannot sin so much. Yet Allah's forgiveness, Allah's maghfirat, Allah's mercy is greater than the capacity of this human being to sin. However, the condition that is mentioned in the hadith, la tushrik bi shay'a, that you do not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find this expression, this hadith, la ubali, ghafartu laka wa la ubali. I will forgive you and I will not mind, I will not care. What does this mean? One explanation ulama ikram give, Allah will not disregard your repentance even if your sins are many. No matter how much you sin, la ubali, I will forgive you and I will not mind. That is one explanation. The other explanation ulama ikram give, Allah will not question a person regarding his sins. In this world, when you go to jail, or when you are caught for a crime, or you are punished for a crime, then you have a criminal record that remains for the rest of your life. You will always be reminded, even though you may have served your time, faced your punishment, that record is there, that blemish, that tarnish remains upon you. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Allah forgives you, la ubali, no trace. Even the malaika will be made to forgive, to forget. Even the piece of ground where you committed that sin will be made to forgive. No, forget. No trace will remain. Once Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah was ill, and Hammad bin Salima visited him. Sufyan asked him, in this sickness, in this weakness, obviously pondering over his sins, he asked Hammad bin Salima, that do you think Allah will forgive a person like me? Hammad responded to console him, and he told him that if I had the choice of going to my father for accountability or to Allah, I would choose Allah, because Allah Ta'ala is more merciful to me than my own father. In other words, where in the light of such expressions is it possible that a person can lose hope or become despondent in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah Ta'ala is saying to you, if you sin so much, that is not even possible for you to sin so much. Allah says, even if you have to sin so much, if one person has to do that, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي, I will forgive you and I will not care, I will not mind, as long as you continue making dua, as long as you continue having hope in my mercy, as long as you continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Like Mr. Fix one.